This is SROA Soundboard, SROA's podcast for radiation oncology administrators. I'm Tammy McCausland. I'm joined today by Julie Abelera, SROA's president. Welcome, Julie.
Thanks, Tammy.
Let's start by having you tell me about what you've been working on this year.
So the past year has been a remarkable year because it feels a little bit like pre-COVID. And so I'm hoping for the next year we'll continue to focus on partnering with our members across the country, academic, small centers, hospital-based, non-hospital-based, to work together to really engage the administrators who are part of the SROA Society to see what our current state is now that we just completed a significant mark in history with the COVID pandemic and now moving forward in what healthcare and radiation oncology will look like.
You're the first person with a nursing background to serve as the SROA's president. How has your unique perspective helped you help the organization?
So I think I'm partial because I am a nurse, that I think nursing sheds just a different light together on the healthcare delivery model. Nurses are the largest workforce in every hospital setting. And it may differ in small freestanding centers, but nurses typically are the largest workforce in a hospital setting for sure. And I think that because nurses spend so much time with the patient, they can really help elevate the patient experience, the team experience. And I think the partnership between nursing, the radiation therapist, who also spend a significant amount of time with patients, partnering, working together, can really change the narrative in the radiation oncology department on how teams can work together, and not having the technical and the clinical side, because the two really are symbiotic and should be working closely together.
That's interesting. Let's shift and talk about SROA's strategic plan. What are the main strategic goals for the next couple of years and SROA's focus?
We certainly want to hear from members and understand what members want, so increasing membership would be key. We want to continue to be game changers and innovative in the radiation oncology landscape, and becoming a society where our members as leaders, whether it's brand new leaders or leaders who have been doing this for quite some time, can really become transformational with the work that they do. I think healthcare has changed so much that our strategy today may change next year. You know, a lot of organizations, whether it's finance, healthcare, it's a five-year strategic plan, and that's something that we do revisit annually. But I do think that there's a shift in the way we look at healthcare and the way leaders are engaged, and it's really hard work being in healthcare leadership, and how do we stay at the forefront of the work that we do to be innovative, to be game changers and trailblazers in our industry.
What do you consider the biggest challenges facing radiation oncology and maybe by extension administrators who are working to deliver radiation oncology to patients?
I think that the delivery of care has changed. I think that we are now offering more of a hybrid role in regards to a couple days from home if possible, if you're in that type of role, and then being in the office setting a couple days a week. I think that's changed a lot. I think that artificial intelligence in the world of radiation oncology will continue to be very much part of the work that we do. And I think many organizations have already invested in that, and some are looking at it. And I think that because we face challenges with reimbursement state to state and at the federal level, I think that we have to be quick on our feet and pivot to see how we can still maintain that contribution margin and the operating margin in all of our centers.
Thanks for sharing that. Let's pivot again and talk about the annual meeting. This year marks SROA's 40th annual meeting. That's quite an accomplishment. What would you like members and non-members to know about this year's program and why they should attend?
Well, 40 years is certainly a milestone. I think that members should attend because I think there's a really nice opportunity this year to continue networking, partnering with members across the country. We have a strong mentoring program, and I'm not sure everybody's aware, excuse me, of the program, but when you're able to partner with a mentor and as a mentor have a mentee, it's one of those ROIs that aren't monetary, but really help the industry. And it's helpful for both the mentee and the mentor because we are, whether you've been doing this a long time or not, we all have opportunities in the work that we do and we can learn from the new leaders in healthcare. I think that it's really a nice opportunity. Again, I don't want to bring up the pandemic in this light again, but to be able to be together and focus on resetting what we're doing over the next few years, hearing from our members, hearing from my colleagues on the board, and really the ability to try to change some of the narrative in healthcare leadership because it's a very challenging position. You know, I think the last time I looked, the turnover rate could be anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5 years. And we want to keep people in the leadership role, whether it's in radiation oncology or some sort of succession planning where we're helping folks get to where they want to be in their career.
SROA at the conference this year will have its first pre-conference workshop for new administrators. Can you tell me about that sure. pre-conference?
Sure, and I always think it's helpful to share a story. I think that as leaders, and I've been in leadership for about 15 years, I've been a nurse for almost 24, and I think there's no handbook, right? There's no guide on how to be a strong leader. A lot of times it's you're great at the bedside, you're a great radiation therapist, you're a great medical assistant, and that leads to becoming a clinical nurse manager, administrator in your radiation oncology department. Medical assistants often become practice managers, but there's really no guide and there's no right or wrong way to do it, but there is a toolbox that we can tap into to help people become strong leaders. And that's what we want to try to do this year. We want the new leaders in the organization to understand that there are people who have been where they have been. The struggle can be real sometimes, but it is helpful to be able to have the foundation. So we thought that our members on the board took this on and thought we could really do a significant amount of work to help new leaders in the industry understand where their current state is and what the future state could look like and what that in between means for them to be successful.
It's awesome. I'm sure new members will appreciate this new offering.
I hope so.
How has being a member of SROA helped you in your career?
It's helped quite a bit. Having a nursing background, and I had never worked in radiation oncology when I became the director of the program, my chair in radiation oncology, he said to me, you should really join SROA, and I didn't know about it. And so I immediately joined, and having all of the touch points on SROA Connect, the ability to ask questions and get responses from experts in the field was so helpful early on because I really didn't know a lot of the nuances and how granular radiation oncology can be from a coding and billing perspective. So it's been very helpful and I've always felt comfortable asking questions. Even now as the president, there are still things I don't know. There are people who have been in radiation oncology for 15, 20, 25 plus years who bring significant historical data with them and are helpful in everything that I do every day.
That's good. Why should people who join get involved with SROA beyond being a member and coming to the annual meeting?
That's a great question. I think that lends itself to any society, any professional development folks want to have in their career. I think it's important to not become static, and you have some accountability within yourself to stay viable, to understand what the trends are. Healthcare and science changes all the time. In medical oncology, drugs are changing week to week. New discoveries, FDA approval in radiation oncology, new technology, best practices, precision medicine. I think if we don't take ownership on getting out there, becoming members of societies, challenging each other, it doesn't lend itself to your professional accountability. And once you get into that sweet spot where you're forever learning and networking, it really does help you in your day-to-day operations. I'm not sure if that answered the question, but I think that really is helpful for folks to understand that it's important to have that professional accountability in any discipline you're in.
I think you've answered it very well. Just one final question. Is there anything else you would like to share?
I don't think so. Just that the society is committed to the membership, working with folks from different centers, academic, hospital, freestanding, and getting a better idea on how we can partner and meet the needs of our own communities, access to care for patients. And I think we only learn that from hearing from our members, because I live in more of an urban area. Folks have access to care, but I know some of my colleagues across the country that are in some more remote areas. Access can be a challenge, and I think that's something that we owe it to our communities across the country. So hearing from our members on some of their best practices or challenges, I think will just help the overall country be able to have access to care, because everybody should have access to care.
Great. It was great speaking with you today, Julie.
Great. Thank you so much, Tammy, for your time.
For more information about SROA, visit sroa.org.